HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
And it's Monday, so I'm not going to bust your balls too hard on this giveaway. We're going to qualify you. We'll just do an eighth caller thing right now. We'll get that going. And then later in the week, we'll get a little stronger. We got you used to it now. You're indoctrinated into the man cave upgrade. So now you know how it works. Right now, you can call 585-9800. Eighth caller's going to get themselves qualified to go see Korn and Alice in Chains on Saturday, August 31st. That's going to be good stuff. And then you're automatically one of about 30-something people that will be in the drawing for the man cave upgrade, which gets you a pool table from Imperial Bedford, Shelty Slapshot Bubble Hockey, Shelty Eye Electronic Stand-Up Home Dartboard. You will get a game room that all of your friends will envy, courtesy of our friends at Prestige Billiards. We're going to draw the qualifiers May 13th from the winners, and then five of them will come in and compete right here in the studio. If you're one of the five finalists, you also get Diamondbacks tickets to go see the Giants on June 22nd, and then you compete for the grand prize. We'll have it all loaded up and ready to go. Eighth caller right now. Went to the Giants game yesterday with the Diamondbacks. And we'll say it was a fun ride. We had my buddy Joe and his dad Don. Joe, they just lost a wonderful person that I used to. And I always used to say that we in kind of high school and first couple years of college, we hung out in the Rouget's basement. Joe and his parents, Kathy and Don, and Kathy just recently passed away. So we were taking Don out on the town, getting him out and about.
Playing a lot of D&D down there.
Oh my God! No, we used to. It was EA Sports. Sega hockey and golf. And our Asian friend Hung took a beating on a regular basis because we were convinced he had cheat codes. He'd show up one day with magic.
So good.
Magic in his hands. But we sing it all the time. I got friends in Joe's basement. So we would go there all the time. So we took Don out and now Kathy, we just lost Kathy. So incredible people. Some of the greatest memories of my life were at Joe's house.
What a basement.
Oh, it was an amazing basement. We played video games for hours. We were allowed to do whatever we wanted. It was a safe place for us to be without.
Sneak girls down there?
Oh, there were so many women were molested in that basement. And most of them were Joe's sister's friends. There's a girl named Brenda and a girl named Jill. Many of them were.
And your almost, minds are for real?
Almost all hand puppeted by Joe himself right there in the house.
Shut
yeah,
up.
Oh, it was
really?
An amazing thing. Yeah, little Petit got hold of almost all of them. I think we struck out with pretty much everybody, but Joe played hand puppets with almost all of his sister's friends. And I'll never forget the time Don, who was cool as he's 79 years old. Now, here's the thing about Don, 79-year-old man yesterday, me, my friend Mark, who's my age, and Joe's a year older than me. And his dad, Don. Don is 79. That puts Joe at 48, Mark and I at 46, 47. And we're sitting there. And I looked at the four of us, and I'm like, nobody knows Don isn't in our age group. Don looks
That's great. How old you guys look?
Either we look that old, or he looks that good. But either way, him walking along, Mark has a broken ankle and a torn ACL. He's hobbling up and down the stairs. Don's just muscling by everybody. And I'm like, we look like we're horrible. You know how Mark, this is terrible. This is my best friend since fifth grade. You know how Mark hurt his ankle? And I guessed it. I'm like, my guess is you fell down at a drugstore picking up your blood pressure medicine. As a joke, I say this. Mark fell down at the CVS on his way in to get his blood pressure medicine.
No way.
I didn't even know he was on blood pressure medicine. He hit a pothole in the parking lot when he got out of the car.
You called your shot?
I called my shot joking because I'm like, you look terrible. Because he's put on about 80 pounds since he hurt his knee skiing. Mark looks awful. And then so he got out of the car, and the sheer weight of his gut pushed down on his ankle and just buckled him. That's a load-bearing foot you've got. You've got to be careful with that. You can't start adding second floors like he's doing. Boom! Ankle explodes, and he can't walk at the ball game. And his high blood pressure went through the roof because he's laying in the parking lot at CVS dodging homeless and cars.
He needs to stay home.
No, he can't. Yeah, have somebody pick that up for you. You've done well for yourself.
You've got to get him the med alert.
Well, that's next. Don actually took his off and gave it to Marcos. You need this more than me. Yeah, time of our lives. It was so much fun. But there was a guy at the game holding a two-month, three-month-old baby. They have this thing now, which is stupid at the ballpark. You know how I complain about Chase Field being the worst place to watch a baseball game? The roof was open. The windows were open. It changes everything. But now they have something called Simba Cam, where somewhere in the middle of the game, they start playing the Lion King theme. and you hold your baby up, and it gets on the screen. So it's encouraging
people. And then they unleash a lion in that
section. Yeah, and then the babies are all eaten and sacrificed to the god Mahumba. No, they hold babies up.
Wow. Okay.
So it's encouraging you to bring these infants. So this is what
we
comes from
that.
We like
to put most of them in the upper deck.
Oh, exactly, and right over the edge. Michael Jackson blanket style.
Yeah. If you got like a 14, 15-year-old, can I grab
him? Well, that's right. Joe's very small, and I tried to pick him up, but he's still heavy. He's dense, like most dwarves. So, but it is encouraging people to bring their babies to the ballpark. So yesterday, we're sitting behind home plate. Ching Chavez, about eight rows up. It's a nice view. And coming down the stairs, a foul ball goes over the net and starts coming down. This dude holding a Simba baby, because he's there for the camera work, reaches up, sees the ball's coming right to him, and he's in the staircase, and he starts walking down the stairs. He gets a little wobbly, catches the ball, because that's wildly important, and then starts to go like over. He caught his balance, and then he puts his hands and the baby in the air, and everybody's like, yay! I'm like, this is the worst CPS moment I've ever seen. If that was a tumble,
something bad's going to happen.
Something horrible's going to happen. You don't encourage infants, those soft-headed little undeveloped things, to be anywhere where the main sponsor is Budweiser. You don't do it.
You think you have that ninja-like skill to catch every fouled-off ball.
Oh. The worst part was the guy two rows up from us had a baby. And every half inning, about the fourth inning, he'd stand up waiting for Simba Cam. He's seen it. So he knows it's about now. And then you start hearing the circle of life. And he's like, whoa, bonk. The baby went up in the air. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Simba Cam is what's going on.
I can see this now in the second deck. They're going to
They're going to throw one over. They're going to toss one down.
It's going to be a death. Remember, people lost their mind about Michael Jackson doing it.
That's what I said. Michael Jackson's blanket baby.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
It's ridiculous. So, yeah, these slippery-handed babies. You can't start bringing up it. Let's not encourage. Hey, brought to you by Budweiser, King of Beers. It's Diamondback Baseball. Show me your babies. That is not a combination.
I kind of like it.
No, Brady, because you don't drink. I drink. I know holding babies and drinking is a bad idea.
If you don't drink, you've got other people around you that are drinking and stumbling.
No babies. Babies don't get anything out of baseball anyway.
It is kind of cool when they're holding their baby and they catch the ball in their cup or something.
That's cool, but you don't want to encourage extra babies.
That's good skills. That's good skills.
Right. Yeah. It's also cool when they don't catch the ball and they fall on the baby and they grapefruit it right in front of you.
Well, I just wonder why they take them hiking.
Yeah, I've seen that too, and I don't understand it. But it would be different if Camelback's like, all right, we're the park ranger here. We're going to have baby day up here at Camelback Mountain. We're going to have babies hiking. You can carry them any way you want, like a bag of groceries or up on your shoulder or carry them around like a snake. We don't care. Just happy baby day.
Man, I cringe
it's
every time
discouraged.
I see
discouraged. Babies shouldn't go to these places. What's your baby? Almost said it. What's your baby got to do with me? I got a baby. No. What's your baby getting out of this baseball game? No memories. None. The only thing that can happen is peril.
Social media posts, John. That's what it's
all about.
Oh,
you get a little social media pop. We're on Simba Cam.
Look at us.
What'd you get for that? Attention?
Great video for my...
Please stop being so incredibly stupid with your children.
At least step up and do the Got Milk Cam.
Yeah.
Moms.
Breastfeed Cam.
Yeah. Latch on.
Lactaid Cam. And then the joke would be some guy holding a baby going, all right, and he latches a baby to his hairy nipple. Like when they were allowed to have fun with Kiss Cam. When they used to do like woman, man, and then two dudes sit next to each other. Everybody's like, oh, they're trying to make them gay. Hilarious. Gays are funny. And now they can't do that.
Can't laugh.
Because you can't laugh at that anymore. Because they don't want two gay guys to start kissing and have the crowd go, ugh. Because a lot of them would. We're not used to it yet. Because it used to be kind of funny. And it was only like 4 or 5 years ago. It was hilarious. But Simba Cam, stop it. Stop encouraging infants to go to things sponsored by beer. Should be a minimum age. If you have to carry it, it can't be there.
They got to pay for that, don't they?
Sorry, cripples.
Simba?
Huh?
Or does Disney sponsor that?
I don't know. It's a great question. Probably with the Lion King release. They're probably doing it, but yeah, Simba Cam's out.
They're encouraging it.
Until the movie comes out.
Yep, and then it'll be like, all right, enough of that.
Yeah, they've got to stop it, but Simba Cam's about it. There were a ton of babies at the game yesterday, a ton of them. And I wondered, I'm like, Jesus, there's an awful lot of infants here. That's why.
Bring your baby to the ballpark game?
That's it. Yeah, babies get in free. Who's paying for that ticket? Of course babies get in free. Hey, if you want your baby to keep score, we give it some crayons. Like, why in the world are there infants here?
It was a giant sting operation.
Right.
Oh.
Babies?
Get a bunch of pedophiles just sniffing around. Baby day over at the ballpark.
So we've talked about it a few times. How is the crowd? Because the crowds that I've seen lately have been...
It was half.
Nothing.
Half a stadium. So it's like 27, 28,000.
That's good for a Sunday.
It's a good number. It just looks empty because the stadium's too big. Anyway, I just thought I'd point that out. Happy baby day at the old ballpark. But we were talking to Joe and his dad, you know, and we're getting liquored up. I was keeping it straight. But because I was driving, so I had Diet Pepsi, or Diet Poison, as I like to call it. What kind of self-respecting ballpark sells Pepsi? Anyway.
For the right price.
So we're all drinking and stuff, and there were some girls in yoga pants wandering around, and the boys are all throwing elbows, going, look at this one, look at this one. And then Joe's dad's there, and I'm like, Joe, your dad's the only swinging dick here, isn't he? So he starts telling stories, and I'm like, you know, he's not too removed. He's one of those widowers now. He's not too removed now from being taken advantage of that, but he's an older guy. So we started to try to encourage him to swing that thing around, you know? It's never too early to get back on the horse, right? To get, you know, it's what she would have wanted, I think. I don't know how that works. Sure. Kathy was amazing. But so we're trying to get him to get a date to his wife's
memorial
celebration.
celebration of life.
Because that would be the biggest pimpinest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, the hens will be clucking if you do
just
that.
Just for the laughs, because I'm telling you, Kathy was one of the funniest people. His wife was hilarious. So
bring like a 30-year-old.
Yeah, I love. Yeah, just be like, what? Could I'm 79 years old. What am I supposed to wait forever?
Like they do at weddings where all the women bring up teas to them.
Don gets a keeper. They're such great people.
Could he pass it off as it was her dying wish?
She told me the last thing. She's so awesome. I miss so much that time. You know, that time, you think back of a time in your life when you're like, man, it is synonymous with greatness.
And it doesn't seem that far.
Joe's house. No, it's yesterday. And hanging out with his dad yesterday, it was the same. It's just, it's all brought back to me, but it was so great. And it was an awesome day yesterday, hanging out with the boys and seeing that. But it would be, I just thought of it. I'm like, when Megan dies, that'll be it. I'm going to bring a date to the funeral.
You think she's going to die before you?
I said when I kill her.
Oh, okay.
Can we have a pact amongst all of us?
That we'll all have dates to our wives' funerals? Yes. The three of us who can do that will do it.
Praise God. It's just going to be that easy? Just like, bam.
Maybe Ronnie can make that pact with you guys.
Ching Chavez, we got skills.
Larry's been trying for 20 years. Right?
Please, don't lump me into that mess. Yeah, if Don starts pulling ass before Larry, I'm just going to tell Larry.
How long has Larry been divorced now?
100 years.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Single the whole time.
We got to get that guy back on the pony. Brady, will you bring a date to Ronnie's funeral?
Oh, yeah.
You would never consider it. Joke, even as like a laugh. Like if you just had two chicks
call
on
that
arm.
Tall redhead up.
Yeah, get that girl you used to make out with at my house. Speed dial.
Throw those leather jackets Speed back on.
So I don't know if you remember me.
I remember you.
Yeah, I was the guy who was making out with you pretty fiercely at Holmbrick's house circa 04 at the Christmas party.
Yeah, I remember. I still have some of the...
Anyway, I was recently... my wife's dead. And I was looking to roll solo to the celebration, but I'm pretty broken up. What do you think?
Are you asking me to go out with you at your wife's funeral?
Why, that not kosher?
You should talk to her anyway. There could be a ginger baby out there.
Oh, man. Yeah, the way you two are going out of my hallway.
I'm cool with buying condoms now.
Sorry, John. I spilled some white worms in your hall. Hey, you want to pick that up, Bounty? He got that little step stool and tongue deep. I'm wearing a leather jacket like the Fonzie. And you were up on that. That poor girl. I had to fix the drywall. There was a girl imprint in it. Brady was mashing her.
Like the mountain pushing her up against the wall.
It's a smaller version of the mountain.
So you've already got your date.
The Mole Hill.
Well, good on you. You've already got your date lined up for the funeral, which I think is fantastic.
Sir Gregor, the Mole Hill.
I got to start looking around. Yeah. But to the Rouges, tip of the, it was an awesome day. And, you know, it is one of those moments where you're kind of like, you know what? There is sadness. And then there's also like just complete joy when these
good get together.
They're just good people. It's just cool to be around people that you're like, man, I didn't realize. And I guess maybe it's age
that you start hanging out with folks you haven't seen for a long time, and you realize how many amazing memories you have just because of them.
Are you dying or something?
No. Someone else did.
A lot of it's very reminiscent.
Well, it's a great. I hadn't seen the guy forever, and it was just really weird how much time has passed and how no time has passed. You know, it's pretty great. So I just wanted to say that because I think they're awesome people. They're going through a thing, and it was just great to be around them.
John, please tell me that Brad Williams will be back before the end of the baseball season, and that you can take him to a Simba game.
Oh man, I couldn't lift him that high. I tried to pick him. No.
Bad shoulders.
Bad shoulders. The dude's 205 pounds of midget.
He's lead.
He can't swim. There's no way. There's no possible way. There's no way he swims. His body is so dense it would go straight. I don't think I'd trust him in a bathtub. He goes down. When I picked him up, it was all my spine had left. I gave him that full bear hug pickup. Used my legs and everything. No, he hated it. I got $1,000 for it though. He is heavy. So what are you going to do? Anyway, 8th caller. We'll get right back to that. 585-9800 and qualify you for the man cave upgrade from our friends at Prestige Billiards. I'm going to skip the Guadalupe replugs. We're already late, but you can get that thing up on our podcast stuff and all that. People love that, evidently. It's 98 KUPD. Good luck! What was the guy's name again? David Holster?
Ortiz.
Nope.
No, it wasn't that.
Olsheiser?
Ornelius.
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 Ornelius, that's right. And we put it in the system and said, oh, you're this David Ornelius. And he said, no, I'm a different one. So we are now number one with all David Orneliuses. We have two of them. Take that, every other radio station in town.
Yeah, who'd have thought?
How many Orneliuses do you have?
It's not like Smith.
We've got two Davids.
Well, we have a lot of Davids.
We have two David Orneliuses. I'm saying, how many Orneliuses do you have? Because we got matching ones. We got a collector's item. We got a
pair.
It's like when you had,
Ken Griffey Jr.
Cecil
rookies.
Coopers, and you got two, and you could trade one. We got two David Orneliuses. I got an extra David Ornelius.
We could give one to Beth.
Yeah, Beth, you can have one. Have fun with this David Ornelius. I got a backup. Beth wouldn't trade. She's stingy.
We don't want whatever she's giving back.
Dingy, no way. And look out. The only thing you can do with Beth that's any fun is play jump rope with her wang. Thing is massive.
Pretty fun the first couple of times.
First couple of days. When you start double dutching, it gets real. And it's all her.
Concussed.
You'll get knocked out. I was at the gym the other day, and I'm like, I like that little rope exercise where you do the whoop, whoop, whoop with the ropes, both hands. And I realized, hey! I realized I'd picked up Beth's dick.
Wow.
Yeah, started to. I was like, man, that's a hell of a workout. That's heavy.
I saw it stop a car on the 60.
Yeah, well, they throw it out for
off the side.
Well, the police use it as a barrier for guys trying to get away.
Stop stick.
Stop dicks. Yeah. Beth's stop dick. Roll out the stop dick. You got it. Merry Christmas, mother. She's the Christmas lady. And now we've got a no good Nudnik, I believe my dad
can't
would say.
Can't make it in the entrance of our
building. His car's broken down in
building.
The entrance of our parking lot. We won't push it up.
Let's get this guy out of here. Congratulations to one of our David Orneliuses. He qualified for the Man Cave upgrade from Prestige Billiards. Whichever David Ornelius we've got one of a ton. We got two of everybody. We got David and we got his clone. This is good stuff we got going on here. Leading the world in David Orneliuses. But you guys can qualify again tomorrow. We're going to have some stuff. Somebody just emailed me and said, guys, we have got to have, well, Leland has said two things. He wants to have a Simba day where we have a realistic fake baby that we make and then hold it up and then just like rip its head off when it's on the screen, which would be horrifying. Then fill it with watermelon and blood and just squeeze the life out of it for the baseball game. He might have some issues, but I would actually go and see that. That would be pretty fun. No,
I'm going to do an actual lion cub.
That'd be fun. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
That's a pretty stringent, getting in and out system they've got there.
I think I can pull it off.
Yeah, you can get right through with it. They're not very. My buddy got a knife in.
Yeah, you can get knives in. You can't get 8 ounces of
Avion
spring
cat.
Water, though. My mom lost her mind and took her to the ballpark, and the guy's like, can't have this, ma'am. My spring spray water, it's an aerosol can. This is ridiculous. I'm like, Mom, calm down. I'll get you another water.
I don't like this.
Therapy cub.
That was pretty great.
Service cat.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, your service cat.
Your service kitten.
Kitten.
I hope it bites your face off.
Yeah.
This all Abuelita, for that shot on the Simba can.
This Abuelita thinks this mountain lion is her spirit animal or something. Or you can be real offensive, Brady, and paint yourself kind of a reddish brown and go in as a Native American. This spirit animal has to be with me at all times. I don't know about that, ma'am. I am chief. Anyway, good luck with that plan. I'm going to go ahead with my fake baby and squeeze the life out of it on the screen. You do your Lion King. That's adorable.
We're next to each other.
And the lion can eat the baby.
Yeah.
Rip its head off. All right. I'm not going with you. And you're not getting a lion. Your scenarios are stupid.
I'll get a lion.
I can build a fake baby. I know your dad gets animals that he shouldn't.
I know Don Hamp.
Moves things around. But we'll do that later. But somebody else said at the same time we should have a discussion about the Game of Thrones. And I said, today's way too soon. We can't do that. But maybe tomorrow.
You already kind of did, though.
No. With them. Let them have their moment. Have the people. Game of Thrones forum. Because a lot of people want to say and talk to us about it. And so maybe.
Like a special fireside chats.
Game of Thrones fireside chats. Tuesday fun time. And
get it off your chest.
Hey everyone, it's Arya Stark live atop San Francisco Peaks where there's snow in May. Check me out as Arya travels around Arizona tonight on 12 News.
She's traveling. She's got her passport. She's moving everywhere. Love that, Arya Stark. She's going to try flapjacks on Saturday morning from a local restaurant. She might have the single worst storyline ending I've ever seen in television. She killed the Night King.
And got nothing.
What do you mean got nothing?
That's what I mean. She got nothing.
What was she supposed to get?
They basically didn't even write her an ending. She's just leaving.
The guy stabs a king in the back and he's the king slayer.
Yeah.
A legend.
She got nothing. They had nothing to do with her character. The last two episodes.
They had a party. They all cheered.
Yeah. They had a party for beating the dead. They didn't. And, Arya did a lot, too. It was like, oh, no, she did everything. You guys were losing badly.
She got her own boat at the end. Man.
Yeah, okay.
That's a score. Then,
now I'm just going to travel around.
Like a mid-50s woman who just went through a divorce. She's going to go to the Bahamas.
Yeah. Did they give her some cash terrible. With the last, boat?
They might have. They had no idea.
The first and last day.
This is why.
Great on a boat.
Oh, yeah. The day you buy it and the day you sell it. Two best days ever.
I thought Sansa's ending was perfect.
I liked her. I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about Arya. Arya, they had no idea what to do with the last. Since when she killed the Night King, the last two episodes of just her running in places and like getting things to like, no, nothing. Okay. Building just fell on me again. No, nothing. And then in the end, it's like, well, what are you going to do? I'm like, I don't know. The writers are just putting me on a boat, and I'm going.
Yeah, they could have
going to math.
I agree. Like, there's a lot of stuff they could have done. Maybe she tries to kill Daenerys. Jon stops her, and then he does it. Or you know, she should have been in the mix.
They didn't know what to do with Arya, and then they just put her in a boat and pushed it. That's essentially how Arya's whole entire story arc ended.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah, it was a bad ending for Arya.
I was disappointed in the ending, too.
Yeah, Arya's end. And then they got Wizard of Ozzy when John went by. I want you to have this rabbit's face, and I want you to take a boot I found, and you have your needle.
I'm just going to travel around.
Good, we've run out of things for people to do. I'll be up north as Warden of the North again.
John did the hard thing, and then he got... Talk about getting screwed.
Yeah, that guy got hammered. But that's fine. Arya, they just didn't know what to do. You're getting this raft here.
Yeah?
Push it. Ahoy, hoy.
You took that route better than having Grey Worm on your ass.
Yeah. But again, this is why we should probably let the people discuss. It is a cultural phenomenon. We'll give you 24 hours to watch, and then tomorrow we'll have Fireside Chats Game of Thrones edition. Because you guys are bothering me on
you
the
just
email.
You want to see me get all fired up and defend, don't you? That's the way you're really.
No,
it's tough to defend after. Well,
yeah, I was going
to
say. I don't know what you're defending.
Well, I'm not going to take away the other seven seasons.
No.
Seven.
How many movies? How many movies in your life? Six and a half. Well, how many movies in your life have you seen where you're like, that was incredible until the end, and it kind of makes the movie less good? There's a ton of them. Like, there's a lot of them where you're like, oh, man.
But see, I didn't think.
Will it hold up? Yeah, it can't hold up.
I enjoyed the Battle of Winterfell. I enjoyed the Bells.
They were great.
I enjoyed those episodes, like, even though people were bitching about them, because I love Death and Destruction.
Sure. And I like blow-em-ups, too.
Yeah. So,
but this show was bigger than just blow-em-ups.
I agree, and the stuff in between was you know, interesting trying to figure out what was going to happen. But
yeah. If I were,
I was disappointed in what they ended up with.
Yeah, and how they just wrapped everything up, and it culminated with this big, like, ooh, look at all this. Dragons understand metaphor and scene. I just kept thinking that.
That didn't bother me because they said in the series that how smart dragons were multiple times.
They're smart. But then if the dragon was so smart, why is metaphor dragon, did he continue on last week going through blowing everyone up? If it was like, oh, these damn politicians.
He listens to mom. You got to listen to your mom. She's going to reprimand him.
Ooh, these politicians. That was always on his mind. And that's why I started laughing hysterically when the dragon did his piece yesterday. But again, you know, it is what it is. But a lot of things struggle with endings. I mean, something that intricate is going to have a tough ending. And
I didn't like Breaking Bad's ending that much.
I
that machine gun, you know, pulling that giant machine gun, that was kind of stupid.
But the good thing about the machine gun was
reeling everything with bullets, but the people survived that.
They had the shootout in the desert. That was ridiculous. But the thing that he built, they spent a whole episode of him building this thing. You're like, what the hell is this? And it actually was like, look how much time and effort it takes because he's got a plan. Whether it worked or not was secondary. It was just shooting.
Doomsday prepping.
You saw the preparation. It would have been ultra ridiculous and in the same vein as Game of Thrones if all of a sudden, oh, by the way, I built the massive machine gun. It's going to shoot everybody. It's like there was no time. Every scene felt like they were saying, all right, folks, we got till noon. We got to go. Push Ari off in the boat. The dragon understands metaphors. John, get on the horse. And it just had that whole, oof, man, they are out of time.
I would have liked to have seen the dragon wake. I mean, just the spread that dragon would have had for inviting people over.
Yeah. The dragon wake and the wake and bake, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it had a, if I was a douchebag, the term weak sauce would apply here, but I don't use that. Weak sauce,
you
bro. You kind
of did.
No, I saw it on the line. I'm talking to a guy on the internet. He knows it. Dude, it was weak sauce. And I just emailed back. I'm like, I really don't discuss anything with people who say weak sauce. So off you go. But the Adventures of Arya, I hope to God that is like the new sex in Westeros.
That's the spinoff.
She gets three more friends, and they're into shoes and men. Arya's Sex in the City.
I went and saw John Wick 3 this weekend, and that's getting like 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. And I'm like,
and
I watched.
Okay.
Yeah, I was disappointed.
Yeah.
Like, really disappointed, to be honest.
We'll do a thing tomorrow with the Game of Thrones finale. We'll get in there. We'll have a fireside chat for you guys. In the meantime, we got to get Brady to solve all your problems. We got to, what would Brady do? Quickly fire a few over, Holmberg at 98kupd.com, or you can put them on our text, 97936, or Facebook. Toledo goes through those and hands over the goodens to me. We got What Would Brady Do coming up next.
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy.
K-U-P-D.